The final installment of the Lord of the Rings trilogy opens in movie theaters next week, and a furious rush for precious, precious tickets is already underway. But capping out at the box office just isn't for every fan. NPR's Nita Ulaby spoke to a couple of experts about how to while away the hours until the queues die down.
I'm Scott Mueller.
I'm Adam Robinson.
These guys work at a Washington, D.C. video store called Video Americaine. They're devoted fans of Lord of the Rings, and particularly its director, Peter Jackson. Jackson, they say, is a scruffy New Zealand auteur with an amazingly inauspicious start to his career.
If you can't either get tickets for Lord of the Rings or have your friends arrange to sneak you in by opening up the back door of the theater it's playing at, not that I'm telling you to do that, the obvious thing is to go explore maybe Peter Jackson's older stuff.
Yeah, like Heavenly Creatures, Meet the Feebles.
Put your hands together for the Fabulous Feebles Variety Hour.
Basically, the whole genesis for Meet the Feebles was to do an adult version of The Muppet Show and explore like what typical showbiz problems these puppets would have. There's anorexic puppets. There's puppets with drug addiction. There's puppets.
One puppet thinks he has AIDS.
The puppets with social diseases.
Hi, Harry. I just received your test results. And guess what? You just got a bad case of bunny pox.
Meet the Feebles isn't a movie meant for kids. The Feebles are cute and fuzzy, but the mayhem they wreak is at least R-rated.
They're beyond redemption.
They are totally beyond redemption.
Those puppets are totally beyond redemption.
Yeah. Have you got any smack? Smack? Horse. Liquid sky. Skag. Snow. Coke. Crack. Methadone. Benzedrine. Pinkies.
No puppets were actually harmed in the making of the film, according to a disclaimer. But to compound the general gleeful offensiveness, director Peter Jackson now says that statement is a lie.
You know, I think for the right kind of people in the right mood who aren't that easily offended by everything, it's a really funny, funny film.
Video Americaine's Scott Mueller also admittedly favors that special brand of campy horror known as schlock.
I love Meet the Feebles, or Dead Alive, which is my personal favorite, which has got to be the most over-the-top, gross zombie movies of all time. I mean, when you're taking down zombies with a lawnmower, that's amazing. It's almost like a comedy of manners, because it's about this mama's boy,
yeah,
whose domineering mother is turned into a zombie by a Sumatran rat monkey, and so he's got to try to hide it from everybody, but in the course of hiding it, she turns almost half the population of this small New Zealand town into zombies, including the town priest, who knows kung fu.
It's great.
I kick ass for the Lord!
Dead Alive, from 1992, was also released under the title Brain Dead. It spills over 300 liters of artificial blood. Scott Mueller.
When I saw that movie and showed it to my friends and they all wouldn't talk to me for many weeks because they thought I was deranged, I would have never imagined this guy would be making these, you know, multi-million dollar Lord of the Rings films.
Indeed. It's sort of like imagining a low-budget provocateur like John Waters directing Shakespeare in Love or A Room with a View. Adam Robinson says Peter Jackson's early movies could be seen as trashy, but his creativity and resourcefulness are breathtaking.
The guy knows how to make the most of whatever on a shoestring budget. You watch Bad Taste, I think that's the first one he made.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had to make the prosthetics in the kitchen of his mother's house. Bad Taste, it's an alien invasion, and all the aliens look alike, they have the same outfit on, and there's this green goo that gets passed around that they have to eat.
Aren't I lucky I got a chunky bit?
Bad Taste was filmed on weekends for 4 years and finished in 1987. Jackson acts as well as directs, playing a bloodthirsty alien and a clumsy scientist. In one scene, he wrestles himself over a cliff. The film is adored by its target audience of splatter sci-fi comedy fans, but the bad taste of its title may prove too literal for some. Scott Mueller.
They re-released it on video and DVD after the Lord of the Rings came out, and one of the big selling points for it was from the same director of Lord of the Rings. So I have to like wonder like if people who'd never seen any of his other films picked it up thinking, oh, this is going to be like Lord of the Rings, and getting this really gratuitous, over-the-top, violent, dark comedy, you know, what they must have thought.
Why can't aliens be friendly?
There's no glowing fingers on these bastards. We've got a bunch of extraterrestrial psychopaths on our hands. Like a visit from a planet full of Charlie Mansons.
Grandiose film statements were Peter Jackson's stock and trade from the very beginning, says Scott Mueller. And the story of how he's made good is inspiring.
The fact that he went from these, you know, really great kind of punk zombie comedies to big budget, epic, sweeping adaptations of J.R.R. Tolkien. So he's coming out of the basement in Wellington, and he's, you know, got that high-rise penthouse now.
One last caveat for those considering an excursion into director Peter Jackson's early canon.
Well, gentle listeners, tread lightly. And don't blame any heart attacks or emergency room visits on me, please.
Or on me. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.